Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we're going to be talking about what? Mineral makeup and whether it's better for your skin. A lot of buzz out there in multimedia about this. Why don't we get the lowdown from Trisha Campbell? She is from Jane Iredale Cosmetics and Director of Education at Jane Iredale, where she's responsible for overseeing the company's education efforts worldwide. Now, I happen to know her, so I'm heavily biased here. She is gorgeous. I want her skin yesterday. And boy, does she know everything there is to know about this field, this whole thing about what's healthy makeup. Some people say, don't wear makeup at all. It's just, it's all trash. What are we supposed to do here? So, Trisha, welcome to Her Radio. Let's start right on in. What's the difference between mineral makeup and traditional makeup?
Thank you, Dr. Peek, for having me. Well, there's quite a bit of difference between mineral makeup and traditional makeup. Traditional makeup usually contains anywhere from 70 to 90% talc. They're talc-based products. And talc is actually a mineral, just so you know. But when you actually mill talc down, because that's what we do to mineral makeup, when you mill it down, it actually mimics the same chemical composition as asbestos, which we all know is carcinogenic and is not good
for us. Oh boy, we don't want that. Okay,
no.
I'm scared.
Yes. So traditional cosmetics, they use a lot of fillers, so they don't have to use pure pigment. And that's what mineral makeup is. It's basically pure pigment. You're dealing with rocks, honestly. The beautiful thing is rocks are inorganic, so they're not going to rot. So if you have mineral makeup, the beautiful thing is it's going to last you a long time. So you don't have to worry about, you know, having to throw it out or it oxidizing within, you know, 3 or 4 months of actual use. The other thing about mineral makeup is that titanium and zinc oxide, which are the two key minerals that you should be looking for, they have so many wonderful properties. They're anti-inflammatory, they're antimicrobial. Zinc oxide is antimicrobial. So if you have acneic skin, one of the best things you can do is use a mineral-based makeup line. The other thing is zinc and titanium will provide you a physical SPF, and we could have a whole conversation on SPF. But if you and anyone out there, if you are going to use an SPF, you definitely need to be using a physical SPF, not a chemical SPF on your body. There's actually been studies that show that chemical SPF, they cause thermal damage underneath the in the basal dermal layer of the skin, and that's where you have, you know, that's where you get all your hyperpigmentation, and then it comes to fruition, you know, 10 years later. So you always want to look for a physical SPF. But the other thing is minerals, they're beautiful for photography. They photograph beautifully. So if you're a bride getting married, you're going to get the great benefits of the anti-inflammatory properties of minerals. But then in your photographs, the minerals refract light. And what that means is when light hits your face, it bounces off. It like breaks and bounces off. So you don't have to use a ton of concealers, and they're weightless. They feel wonderful on your skin. You actually don't
so
even
So does that
them.
Give you that glow, that iridescence maybe?
Yes, it gives you that luminosity.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's that luminosity, mm-hmm. That dewy finish. You know, sometimes you see like movie stars and they have that dewy, luminous finish. Most of them are starting to use minerals because of the light refraction when it comes to photography and all of the HD. Because on HD, you see everything.
Well, you know, I'm biased because after meeting Trisha, I've tried the Jane Iredale, and I, as many of you know, I do a lot of television, and at first I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm used to all that cakey stuff that they put on me, and then I tried this, and I'm not kidding you, what a difference. You're actually absolutely correct about what the light does, and also just in still photography per se, just looked beautiful, youthful, glowing. And I, you know, use that luminosity that you mentioned before. So this is really healthier for the skin. So tell me why it's healthier for the skin.
Well, most traditional, going back to the traditional line, you know, they have talc is usually the number one ingredient. The second ingredient that they usually use to get the colors, to get those vibrant reds and blues and purples and greens, they use FD&C dyes, and that stands for food and drug and cosmetic dyes. Well, what people don't understand is those dyes are usually bonded to petroleum. Well, petroleum is one of the most dehydrating things you could ever put on your skin. Lip products are number one to having the highest concentrations of petroleum. And if you wear lipstick, lip gloss, chapstick, whatever, you actually eat up to 2 tubes of lipstick a year. And if it's petroleum, your body can't digest it. Your body cannot digest petroleum. So on top of it, internally it's awful for you, but externally it's so dehydrating. And so if you have you know, a product that has an FD&C dye, it's usually petroleum-based. And when you start to dehydrate the skin, what you also start to do is your skin will overreact. So it'll either overproduce oil or it'll underproduce oil, depending on your body's pH. The other thing about minerals, and the reason why minerals are so good is because, again, they titanium and zinc, they have their anti-inflammatories. They really help reduce erythema and redness. If anyone has rosacea, I'm not going to tell you that minerals will cure rosacea, because nothing will cure it, nothing will heal it, but it'll help calm it down. It'll help soothe it, because the minerals are very soothing to the skin. And I will just speak to Jane's line for a second. You know, when Jane started our company, it was about creating a healthy product for the skin. So we wanted to make sure we had no sensitizers like talc, like parabens, like phthalates or FD&C dyes or petroleum or shellac or lacquer. And you know, most of the mineral companies out there are really looking that towards that minerals are kind of like your extension of skincare. So you really want to, you know, if you think about it, if you go to an esthetician, you do your skincare, you know, you do your weekly or maybe your monthly facial, you go home and you wash your face twice a day. And you want to make sure whatever you're putting on your face, you have to look at, you know, your cosmetics as an extension of your skincare.
Gotcha.
And so they're definitely going to help with, you know, bringing down any redness or erythema.
Excellent. What, just briefly, since we're almost done, and this has been ridiculously informative. It's been fabulous. What goes into the mineral-based lip products, and if you're not going to have the, as it were, the Vaseline and the rest of it, what are you going to have in it? What's in it?
There's different types of shea butters, cocoa butters. The newest, hottest thing right now is coconut alkanes. Coconut alkanes they're very hydrating. They're very soothing to the skin. So we're using a lot of the coconut extracts and alkanes in our line right now. And not only just our lip products, but even our foundations products. So there's definitely other alternatives besides petroleum.
Yeah. And I can really see the difference in a big way. So everyone, we've been talking to Tricia Campbell of Jane Iredale Cosmetics. She's the director of education, where she's responsible for overseeing the company's education efforts worldwide. Their website is Jane Iredale, that's IREDALE.com, where, yeah, you can start glowing like maybe tomorrow. And Tricia, I cannot thank you enough, and I know that her radio listeners are so appreciative of all of the great information on mineral health and skin health. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Listen, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you got a question, email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.